This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado reported 680 COVID-19 hospitalizations on Wednesday, a level not seen in 7 months. That's the most since late January, but 1,100 fewer than the peak of the pandemic. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist. She says with schools back in session, the worry is a larger share of COVID-19 cases could hit kids under 18. On top of that, other respiratory viruses like RSV are now also circulating.
Those are infections that are typically most severe in youngest children. And we also anticipate that we are going to see much more influenza this year than we saw last year.
Herlihy is advising people to get vaccinated for COVID-19, but also stresses the importance of getting a flu shot this fall. Vail Resorts announced opening dates for the upcoming ski season, and the company says it won't use the same reservation system from last season to limit crowd size. But the resort company indicated that it will update its policies if public health guidance changes. Keystone will open first as weather permits in October. The announcement was made as the Delta variant continues to spread in Colorado and around the world, and as fully vaccinated people report breakthrough cases. One of Denver's biggest musical festivals starts today, and live performances are back. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The Underground Music Showcase, UMS for the Uninitiated, is a weekend-long gathering all up and down South Broadway in Denver. Last year, the festival was all online. Concertgoers are back in person this year, but will have to show proof of vaccination or a recent negative COVID test to attend. More than 100 artists will play UMS at venues ranging from a newly renovated High Dive to Bear Brewing. Shows end Sunday night. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.